Today's reading begins in Psalm 79, Psalm 79, verse 1. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the bodies of your servants to the birds of the heavens for food, the flesh of your faithful to the beasts of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a taunt to our neighbors, mocked and derided by those around us. How long, O Lord? Will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call upon your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Do not remember against us our former iniquities. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and atone for our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let the avenging of the outpoured blood of your servants be known among the nations before our eyes. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you according to your great power. Preserve those doomed to die. Return sevenfold into the lap of our neighbors the taunts with which they have taunted you, O Lord. But we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation we will recount your praise. Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us an object of contention for our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine that we may be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt, you drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, it took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Why, then, have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock that your right hand planted, and for the son whom you made strong for yourself. They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your face. But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. Psalm 81. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song, sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon, on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, a rule of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a language I had not known. I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts, to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him, and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. Psalm 79 was a psalm of Asaph. It is a lament psalm intended for a group setting. It depicts the destruction of the temple, as well as the people in captivity. It describes the neighboring nations mocking Israel and thus mocking God. And the psalmist is calling for God to defend his people as well as his reputation by punishing those surrounding nations. He is seeking an avenger, one who would punish those that mock him and his people. The psalm ends with a commitment of praise to God. Psalm 80 is another psalm of Asaph that's intended for a group setting. He focuses on the northern tribes of Israel. Three times in this psalm, Asaph is requesting that God restore his people, that he relent from the punishment against them, and describes how the foreign nations mock Israel as a result of him not coming to rescue them. He describes Israel as a vine that God has brought out of Egypt and established in Canaan, and laments that God has allowed that vine to be attacked by those that are around it, and is begging God to reconsider. He paints this picture of the vine damaged and suffering, yet God can still help it. Psalm 81 shifts a little bit. There's another one by Asaph. It's another one that's meant for a group setting, but this one is a psalm of praise. The psalmist is calling on the people of God to praise him. Verse 3 makes reference to a new moon, so it was probably written to be associated with a feast at that time. He alludes to the Exodus from Egypt, the revelation of his commandments at Sinai, Israel's idolatry in the wilderness. It shows the concern that God had for Israel by stating that he desires for them to obey him so that he may care for them, but Israel would not listen. So he let them choose their own path and reap as they have sown. It ends by repeating his desire that he be their God so that he may care for them. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.